Gift. It was a book about Rush Limbaugh, because I have a tendency to say things from Rush Limbaugh. So let me continue it on. Another week of broadcast excellence. Cough, cough. But we try. We're trying. Hopefully I'm getting better as the weeks go by. So welcome to the program. We're simulcasting right here on 105.1 FM, The Ranch. Also at KRXT 98.5 FM out of Rockdale. We're streaming live on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. And if you'd like to be a part of the show, give us a call today at 254-697-6633. Once the show is done, it's wrapped up into a pretty little package, thrown over to the podcast side, and you can replay it off of Podbean, Spotify, Apple, or go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the top of the page there. You'll see the radio show button. Click on that, and at the top of the radio show page will be a recording of the program. You can fast forward it to whatever position that you like. And then also scroll down to the middle of the page. There's a donation button there, too. If you feel led to donate to the program on a monthly basis, it helps out tremendously. It costs a lot of money to put a show on the air, especially two radio stations. So your contributions are great, and it helps out tremendously. I want to also tell everybody we got four new sponsors this week. We got Quick Wrench Automotive, and I've been with Mac Harmon for a long time, and he's decided to come on to the program, which is great. Hopefully we'll get him on the show and we'll talk to him. I've got Texas Resale Company of Cameron. It's downtown Cameron, across from Anderle's, kitty corner from Anderle's, and across the street from Camtex. Also, El Green Chile, right across the street from the studio here. You walk in there, wow. Pretty impressive. Go check it out. See what it's all about. And then we got Scrappy's Welding of Cameron, too. Now, Matt Cole, he does a serious job when it comes to welding. I've seen some of the work, his work that he does. So check him out, too. And if you can't find them on your own, don't forget, you can always go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page, and all the sponsors are linked to that page. Click on it, and you get right to them. So, welcome to the show. Welcome, Colonel, my wingman, Colonel Rayford Brown. How are you doing this morning?
We're doing fantastic this week. There's a lot going on in the legislature down here in Texas. There's a lot going on the national front. And there's still a lot of stuff going on about COVID. So we'll have a full plate today.
Now, speaking of that, my special guest host today is Dr. Shelley Cole. So I'm sure we'll be touching on that and some other things. She specifically wanted to mention reflux, acid reflux, what you think it is, but what it really is, and then what people say they should do about it. So this will be an interesting conversation.
She must be talking about me.
We'll see. Now, Judge Andy Isaacs is not in studio, but he will be calling in at the normal time. I got Shelby Meyer, my board operator, doing a fantastic job, and you, the listening audience. We got a lot going on. Let me set the table here, give you an idea, because we won't have much time to debate the politics aspects of the show, but I want to put some headlines out there that raised an eyebrow, and there's so many things. I can't cover it all, especially in one day, but I just put out the things during the course of the week that stick. So here we go. First of all, we'll be doing the devotional, have some announcements later. True stories, we won't be able to do this week. We'll definitely do it next week. Word of the day in a moment, quote of the day in a moment. Moz, Katie will be calling at the bottom of the hour. Colonel will be doing his thing. Dr. Shelley Cole, acid reflux, like I mentioned. Let's go to the word of the day. The word of the day comes from the headline of a story, the body of a story, or the conversation of a story. And if you can put the word of the day into a sentence, give me a call here at 254-697-6633. And the Colonel likes it. I'm going to make it easy this time. If you get the word of the day and put it in a good, proper sentence, I have a $25 gift card for Moz Place in Harker Heights. So, definitely make it a good sentence, because if it's not good, you ain't getting it, all right? Now, the word of the day is treason. Treason. This is a very delicate word, ladies and gentlemen. You can't just throw it out there. It's meant for specific things that have happened. Definition, it's a noun. The crime of betraying one's country, especially by attempting to kill the sovereign or overthrow the government. Comes from this headline. Treason. Trump responds to report concluding FBI Russia probe was unfounded. What is it going to take for all those Trump haters out there to finally realize this guy has been under attack from day one, from going up the escalator at Trump Tower?
Down.
Well, he had, whatever goes down had to go up once, right?
Oh, well.
Okay. Keep me straight, Colonel. Keep me straight. Going down the escalator. But anyway, they've been attacking him left and right. And you don't have to kill a person physically to kill them. You can kill them politically. You can take them out of the picture. The whole point is a government is run in a certain way. This government has been set up a certain way to run and function properly by people with good morals and values. It has been corrupted from the inside, and it is no longer functioning in proper form. Are you going to say something, Colonel?
Well, it's only a moral and just people are capable of self-government. And right now, we are neither. And if we do not have a major revival in this country, we are going to disintegrate.
Let me tell you why Trump has this rap on him. Because the people on the inside who know Trump, I've known Trump for years, and he's the same all the time. And the people know that. And when he pays off people in the Democrat Party, it's because he wants to have a building built in downtown New York. And you got to give a little sugar to get somebody to sign off on something. That was strictly business. So the media is run by those who want to corrupt this country. And the people out there listening to the lamestream media who at that time think this is the greatest place, this is where you go to get the information, be on top of things, they corrupted and polluted the minds of the ignorant to have this hatred of Trump. And it just has grown and expanded. And because if you try to talk to them or question them, they can't give you an answer. They'll say, well, you're a racist. You've heard that before, haven't you? Mm-hmm. All right. So, treason. Trump responds to report concluding FBI Russian probe is unfounded. The word is treason. Call up 254-697-6633. Put it in a sentence. Get a $25 gift card to Miles Place.
And I challenge you to name any other individual that could have withstood the withering fire that has been...
Okay, you brought that up. Let's talk about DeSantis. I like DeSantis. He is not presidential candidate yet.
They'll eat him for lunch.
And if he starts to run and then people get confused, well, I like DeSantis, I like Trump. Now we have this split and we're going to get the weaker person, the person who cannot financially do it himself. Would that be a fair statement?
It could well be, yes. And he said DeSantis cannot make it by himself.
No way.
Just like you say, so he'll be dependent on others.
And I read an article some time ago about how Karl Rove and a couple other people who've been in this business for a long time who are guiding and directing him already being encapsulated by people who are going to go left and right, because Karl Rove once quoted saying, we make the news. We decide what's going to go out there. Trump vows to release all JFK assassination files if reelected. Colonel, do you think that put a bullet in him?
Hey, of course.
I think it was the CIA, and I think that John F. Kennedy was killed, the president was killed, was assassinated by Johnson's bunch and the Federal Reserve because he was going to put out the U.S. dollar. He had them printed and was going to release them that November, and that was going to cut into the profits of the Federal Reserve System, which is a private. It's not federal. It's not a reserve. It's a private consortium of a few families, and it rules the world. The private banks that load money and finance the governments of the world rule. He who has the gold rules.
You know, Colonel, I got out of step here. Treason. Trump responds to the report, right? Well, CNN's Jake Tapper says the Durham report is devastating for the FBI after spending years legitimizing Russiagate. This guy, CNN, says it, that this is detrimental to the FBI, devastating, because he knows. How can you hide the truth anymore?
Well, the 300-page report released on the 15th of May and concluded the FBI should never have launched a full investigation into connections between Donald Trump and Russia during the 2016, and everybody of any ranking in the government knew that it was a complete hoax within hours after it first started. It's been a conspiracy, and the J6 was not. This is everything that has been alleged against the enemy.
Now, since your face is a little flushed, let me see if I can get it beat red. Former AG Bill Barr: Trump had no business keeping classified documents at Mar-a-Lago. Hello, give me a freaking break. How many boxes does Biden have when he's VP?
Thousands of documents.
And he had them
in his Corvette.
FBI whistleblowers prove DC is shattered. Teenagers, oh gosh. You ready, Colonel? You ready? Teenagers would give up right to vote to keep social media, survey reveals. We're lost, man. We're lost.
Hey. That's it.
And that's right where they want them, based on the Communist Manifesto.
They don't vote as it is now, so they're not losing anything. That's why they feel that way, because they're not voting anyway.
Well, that's true. They're not voting.
They have so no
they
idea.
But they still have the capability. Anything.
But look at this. 97% of the registered voters gave up their right to vote to go out and have supper or to have for nothing. This last election, the election that's the most important of the people, the closest to you, that have the largest impact on your life, they make your taxes, they school your children, and 97% of the public ignored this for no reason at all other than apathy.
How about this one? 1 minute. How much time I got? 1 minute. Okay. Whistleblower. IRS removed entire investigative team from Hunter Biden probe per the DOJ request.
Yep, that's cover up. The FBI, the DOJ have to be completely wiped out and start over, but we need to clean out Congress as well. No incumbents.
Okay, last two. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Gavin Newsom, presidential run, a no-brainer. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Gavin's coming into play because Biden's a vegetable. He can't do it much longer. Mm-hmm. And finally, rapper Ice Cube says black Americans should ditch the Democrat Party. Quote, something's got to change. You know what I'm saying? Something's got to change.
You got Ice Cube coming in here. I know. Be serious.
Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we should have Judge Andy Isaacs on the line, and we'll do our revival prayer. We'll do our devotional and so much more. So number 254-697-6633.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Ranch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Ranch Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and a clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milam Plaza.
Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim, window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617. Matthew Cole has been serving Cameron and the Milam County area with lawn services for over 25 years. Now, he's expanding into welding and fabrication. With 5 years' experience in that regard, he can help you with 24/7 mobile welding services, emergency repairs, equipment repairs, custom fabrications, trailer rebuilds and other trailer work, custom metal art, and more. For all your welding and fabrication needs, turn to a name you already trust in Matthew Cole with Scrappy Welding. Call 254-482-1935 to see how they can assist you.
El Green Chile Meat Market, located at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron, is your local hometown meat market. Fresh meat, fruits and vegetables, and a whole lot more. Breakfast, lunch and dinner meals, soups and appetizers, kids' plates and side orders. El Green Chile Meat Market is directly across from CEFCO Hilltop here in Cameron. For more info, call them at 254-605-4055 or go see them at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron. El Green Chile Meat Market. High Cap Adventure Radio program. Now, normally, Judge Andy Isaacs calls in, but he's doing a retreat for the veterans down
at
Morningstar.
That's right, that is today. He's
busy. But I think he said he was going to call. He just may be really too busy. I just sent him a text. If he calls in, great. But what I'll do first is I'll do the devotional. But Judge Andy usually calls in to do our revival prayer. He's been doing it for at least a couple years now. Excuse me. Because this nation needs a revival. And I did a devotional on this as well, that prayer needs to be raised up in unity. In unity, I want to be the widow in the Bible who goes to the judge and pesters him so much that the judge says, "I'm afraid of no man, nobody, but this woman's going to drive me nuts. Give her what she wants and get her out of my court." That's kind of what I want to do to the Lord. I say, "Lord, I want to pester you so much about this nation that you put us in revival, that the Spirit is there, and that we all come to unity once again and put you first and put you in everything, that we may thrive." But I'm sidetracked here. Let me delay. Hopefully Andy will call in and I'll do the devotion. I want to thank McGuire Tire, one of the sponsors, Casey and the gang, for sponsoring this segment. I've known Casey for quite a long time, 20 plus years. And they've been taking care of me when it comes to tires and a whole bunch more. And they can do the same for you. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple. The number there, if you want to call them, is 254-773-3114. In Belton, it's 254-939-1357. Or simply, yeah, just go to McGuireTire.com. Tell them you heard it here and support the sponsors who support the program. Can't do it without the sponsors, ladies and gentlemen, so help me out. Now, I do devotionals Monday through Friday. Been doing it for a long time to a long list of people. Again, been blessed to have the opportunity to do it here on the radio as well. And today will be no different. Since I do it Monday through Friday and today is Saturday, I just go back and pick the one that hits me the most to read over the mic. So here's the one we have picked. I have picked. Good morning. I have been reading up on mission statements for businesses and the best way to write one when I started thinking. As Christians, what is our mission statement? There is one main one, and it is this. This comes from Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." And I close. We are to draw people to Christ, not push them away. We do this by letting the Spirit of God fill us, that Spirit may ooze out of us, and that those around us know the joy that is in us, and that is Jesus Christ. There are many more points to the Christian mission statement, but the one mentioned here pretty much sums it up. Let's all pour ourselves out so that we may be filled up with the Spirit of God. Have a blessed day. So there you go. We plant the seed, sprinkle a little bit of water on it, let the good Lord do the growing, share it with who you want. Don't cram it down anybody's throat. Now, I believe Judge Andy is a write-off today. He's busy doing his thing, so I am going to do the revival prayer. Lord, I want to thank you so much for the blessings you have bestowed upon us. They are too numerous to count. However, because of the blessings bestowed upon us, I believe that we have gotten lax and that we have forgotten our first love, and that is you. And we're focused on other things. We're distracted. And then we have nefarious things going on that distract us even more. So I want to, through this radio show, anybody listening, in unity, to lift up in prayer to ask you to open our hearts and our minds, that we focus back on the rules and the laws that are written on our hearts from you, that we may focus on them, that we may empty ourselves, fill ourselves with you, that we may ooze you out to all those who are around us, and that they do see the joy that's in us, and that's your Son, Jesus Christ, that we may be drawn to love and compassion, fairness and truth, and that may we turn around, do a 180-degree turn from where we're going, where we're headed, to where we need to be, and that's headed to you, Lord. We thank you so much. I lift it up and pray through your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. Colonel, I'll tell you what. We've got a few minutes, and we're not going to be able to do this after 10 o'clock because I've got Dr. Shelley Cole coming in, and it's such an in-depth conversation. It's a dedicated 2 hours. But I've got some articles here. Let's talk about a few things before we get to the bottom of the hour. This one bothered me, Colonel. A.G. Barr, Trump had no business keeping classified documents at Mar-a-Lago. He's the one who knew the Hunter laptop was out there before the election. How do you trust this guy?
They weren't classified. Trump has the authority to declassify them, and he did. Now, his administrative assistants may not have got the markings changed on all the documents, but he had the intent and gave the instruction to declassify all that material, and he had full authority to do that.
Okay, I totally agree. Let's sidebar that for a second. He doesn't get on Biden. He doesn't get on any of the other presidents who have done the same exact thing. And the
Vice President Pence, who also had classified information.
But the other thing, too, is what about we keep sidebarring Hunter's laptop. He had this about a year and a half to a year. And he knew all about it. Wouldn't mention it. Could have made a major difference as to Biden's election due to the fact that, hey, this guy is perverted in his business tactics. He's working with the Chinese, so on and so forth. There's so much evidence about it. So how do we even listen to this Barr guy?
And he's also the guy that hired Durham to hide everything underneath this special counsel heading so nobody else could investigate anything and show up the fact that the FBI and DOJ were totally out of control. But John Durham was hired by Bill Barr to shut everything down.
Okay, so you have the Durham report shows Trump's clean. You've got Jake Tapper, saying the same thing. And he's been pushing this Russiagate thing from the beginning.
And Skinny Neck Schiff came up and said Trump was guilty of colluding with the Russians. He repeated his lie. And this, you know, he's totally shown to be a fake and a liar. And
so testified. You have all these politicians and people in the media colluding together to put out this scenario, and we come to find out it's false. You know what? I applaud them. I applaud them very much. And you know what I'm going with this, because they have a plan and they're doing their plan. The problem is, how can the public, after seeing all this, seeing how what they've been hyped up about, to come to find out that it was all lies, are they going to change their attitude?
95% of them are not paying any attention whatsoever. They know nothing about what's actually happening because all they listen to is a mainstream press and it's being totally suppressed there. We are a very, very small minority that are paying attention to what's going on in our government.
Now, I'm not going to get my dates right, but I know you're going to back me up on this. The media was all bought and paid for by the big money people, and I'm being very loose in my terms. It has been corrupted because if you maintain the news outlets, you get to put out what the agenda is going to be. If you're the bankers and control the money, you can control everything. So if you got the money and you got the media and you got the politics, you can do whatever you want. So if you get a nefarious element in there who does not like the United States of America and what it stands for, and they want to be corrupted from within, which the Colonel has clearly stated many times over and over again, this is the mess we get in.
No, and when you talk about writing the rules and stuff, the money is a big clue that you got there. The socialists are corrupt. They use corrupt techniques. They get fake contracts, big lucrative contracts from the government, and then they give money to the politicians to run for office and other subversive means. And then these people give them more big contracts. So we have a vicious circle going on in government, and this is where all the money comes from that is pumped into these programs. And we go back to the 1915, 1920 era, and with their goal, remember they have the 45 goals that were published in 1963, but these were not new. These had been out. Marx wrote about them. They were part of the Illuminati. But these goals, part of them was to take control of the press. So they did this back in 1915, 1920, when they bought up the editorials and newspapers in the United States, about 20 different major newspapers.
Ladies and gentlemen, before I started the program today, which was about close of business last Saturday, I'm always thinking and preparing for what I'm going to do for when I open up the show. And I the reason I read the devotional about mission statements was because I was trying to think, what's the mission statement of this radio program? I mean, I know what it is, but if I had to explain it to somebody, what is it? And I would have to say, I come here, when I used to do a five-day-a-week show, or I come here and do a one-day-a-week show, the main objective is, Matt, for some reason, and I believe it's the Lord, is compelling me to do this even when I don't want to do it. I really don't want to be behind the microphone doing this kind of stuff. I really don't. It's because it's very frustrating and bothersome. But the mission statement quickly would be, I come here to do the best I can to see through the manure so that I can hose it all down, clean it all off, so that it can present it to you in a clean, small bite manner, so you can take one bite at a time, understand it, and do what's proper instead of being tricked into doing something you don't want to do or being misled. That was a sloppy way to put it, but I'm at heartbreak here, so we're going to take a break. When we come back, we should have Moz from Katie's. We should have Katie from Moz calling up. Number here is 254-697-6633. Don't forget, 10 o'clock, Dr. Shelley Cole.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bulls of Bulls Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at bullsfinancialgroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S financialgroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Moz Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Dannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Dannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. The things behind the microphone, it's incredible. All right. Katie has not called. Yo, this is don't do anything that you plan to do day. Okay.
Well, I mean, maybe everybody's busy. That'd be good if the sponsors were busy. Well, that's good. Andy's busy with his veterans retreat. And
Moz, Katie, and Vicky are busy cooking onion rings and all that kind of stuff. So what I'll do is, I guess, I'll speak about it myself. And the Colonel is well versed in Moz too. You haven't been there yet, have you?
Mm-mm.
Well, you need to go there.
I've seen the pictures and heard the stuff. I do love onion rings.
Well, look, Moz Place is located at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights, and they make delicious food. They've got a wide variety of things on the menu, children's plates, all sorts of things. And the plates are large, and the food overflows the plate. The prices are right. The attitude and the atmosphere is fun. And you can't beat it. So you need to check it out. Vicky's one of the sponsors, of course. Moz Place is one of the sponsors. And I don't promote her like this just to promote her because she's a sponsor. Let me tell you something about my sponsors, ladies and gentlemen. I'd have to say at least 95% of my sponsors I have seeked out for specific reasons because I enjoy the service. It's something I'm interested in.
Sought. Not seeked.
We're going to sought. S-O-U-G-H-T, sir. I'm sorry. Seeked?
I tried not
What did I say?
I seeked them out. Hey,
yo, girl, that's New York talk. You know what I'm saying?
You can't get any slack from this group.
I closed my eyes.
Did you know what I meant? Did you know what I meant?
I seeked you out, you know?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. But anyway, I seeked them out because I like the services, and I can tell excellence when I see it. I mean, I've done that many a times. Look at
that's the reason he hired us.
That's right. Excellence.
The reason I was sought, seeked.
Seeked out. Well, here's the honest truth. Matt here, look at a wagon wheel. Go back to your old movies, the old cowboy movies, and look at the wagon wheel. Matt's that hub. He ain't worth a darn unless he's got some good spokes and the ring around it with the metal covering it so it doesn't get banged up. So that's what I am. I seek out well-seasoned, oaked spokes. I need to do that over there quicker next time. Anyway, I'm very honored. I'm truly honored to have the sponsors that I have. And Vicky at Moz Place is one of them. Yes, sir?
Oh, Matt Harmon will have to, or Mac will have to answer this one. But what is the secret of the Conestoga wagon and why did it conquer the West? What was different about the Conestoga wagon?
Was it able to go across rivers?
No, you're talking about a wheel and spokes, and it has to do with the hub of the Conestoga wagon wheel.
I'd take a guess, but I'll let him call. Mac, if you're listening, give me a call. Tell us what it is. See if you know it. If you can get that one, Mac, I'll give you a gift card, too. All right, the number here is 254-697-66.
Any caller wants to answer that, call on in.
Colonel, we haven't done your quote. Give your quote.
Okay. Thus, the right of nullification meant by Jefferson is the natural right which all admit to be the remedy against insupportable oppression.
All right, let's do this right here. Let's do this right. Okay. I'm going to give the word of the day slowly and clearly. You'll do the quote slowly and clearly. But here's the deal. If somebody calls up with the answer to just one of them, you get a $25 gift card. for Ma's Place.
We're just trying to see if anybody's paying any attention.
If you call up and give the answer to both, you get a $40 gift card. So the word of the day is treason. It's a noun. The definition is the crime of betraying one's country, especially by attempting to kill the sovereign or overthrow the government. Colonel, what is your quote of the day again, sir?
Thus, the right of nullification meant by Jefferson is the natural right which all admit to be a remedy against insupportable oppression. And Article 6 of the Constitution is nullification. And we have to pay attention to that. We are so many cowards in our state legislature here in Texas, they will not even consider it. And this is one of the things the socialists know as they try, liberal socialists, take over our government or have taken it over, that nullification is the death knell of socialism and these big government programs. If we the people will just exercise our right, go back and read the Declaration of Independence. The people, the power comes from we the people.
That's right.
What the meaning of that is.
And that's why they want to dumb us down so they don't
know
we have that power.
We have the power to say no. We did not delegate that power to the government. We did not delegate that power in Article 1, Section 8 to the federal government. You do not have the authority to do what you are doing. You are doing it as a bluff. Now, and that brings up the difference between having the authority to do something and having the power to do something.
Okay, let me just wrap up. Maz, give him a call. Their number is 254-699-0011, 139 West Memorial Veterans Memorial Boulevard. You get a $25 gift certificate or a $41, depending if you answer both or one. Colonel, take it away. What do you got going on?
All right. I've got a couple of things on the aside here. We've got the quote out there, and we've got a reward for that. Now, I want to plug the Cameron Farmers Market. I really appreciate free enterprise, and this is like local voting, man. Support your local people. They're out there with their locally made products, and they're across from the...
If you know where the radio station is, it's up around,
it's
just
right
past the trestle.
It's across the street from the Cameron Public Library.
Yeah, that's it.
It's attached to... They host it at the Public City Park.
Okay. And
thank you, Shelby.
They've got... That's where the little bandstand is mm-hmm. with the
yeah,
top
the
and
pavilion.
Everything.
Yeah, the pavilion.
Okay. Here's the question. Now, we were mentioning some things here. Durham Report, all right? That brought back, the way I remember the name of the Durham Report is there was a product called Bull Durham back when I was in the 50s when I was a kid.
Is that you?
Growing up poor. Bull Durham.
Bless you.
Okay, what is Bull Durham? How was it sold? And then the other one is Prince Albert. Prince Albert was in a red can. What was Prince Albert? What product was sold in this can?
I don't know what it was, but you better let him out.
Okay. Now, I'm going to give a $20 green, all-purpose Federal Reserve note, and then this is a certificate that can be used at the Cameron Farmers Market. Okay, this green Federal Reserve note, it has absolutely no value other than
what you think it does.
What you give it, no, because it is a
fiat currency.
Currency.
That's right.
It is absolutely worthless, but it's worth something because just like not having the authority, it has the power. All right.
What you said just reminded me of this restaurant that said, we're not going to charge you anything. You just pay us what you think it's worth because they're anti-capitalist. Mm-hmm. And the place went out of business in a year.
Every one of them's gone out of business the first year. Okay. I want to thank the Bell County Commissioner Precinct 3, Bill Schumann, for supporting, being a sponsor of the program, and taking care of the constitutional part. Now, the meat. We've got... Last night, there was a special on Epoch TV about the vaccine injured, the unseen crisis, the story never told. Well, there's another one out there about the fact that the COVID A new analysis suggests that most patients who were forced to be hooked up to a ventilator due to COVID-19 infection also developed secondary bacterial pneumonia. Mm-hmm. This pneumonia was responsible for a higher mortality rate than the COVID infection.
I read that.
And there's also the ones that weren't killed by this infection. The infection, the pneumonia, was set up by the fact that remdesivir, all right, this quote, the only treatment is remdesivir. You have to be put in on a ventilator, and we have to give you intravenous remdesivir at $3,500 a shot or something like that, some huge amount, okay? And the hospitals are being paid by the federal government for every COVID diagnosis. They're being paid for the ones they put on ventilators. They're being paid for the ones they kill. So they slaughtered. And I use this term knowing, and you can sue me if you want to try, but remember that in Texas, that the truth is a defense against libel. All right? And good luck. But local hospitals killed 14 out of 18 of my friends that went to the hospital. I use friends loosely there, more associates, people that I knew and worked with, that went to the hospital, came out feet first because of this. But the remdesivir was touted as being safe and effective. It was not effective. It was not safe. And it was thrown out of an Ebola trial. Now, this remdesivir was another of Fauci's pride products, and he was able to, it was used in this Ebola trial, and it was thrown out 6 months into a 12-month trial because it was killing 53% of the patients with kidney failure. And the sign of kidney failure is your lungs fill up full of fluid. And when your lungs fill up full of fluid, they're susceptible to bacterial pneumonia.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break for 3 minutes, and we're going to regroup and come back and use proper English and all that happy stuff. Not you, Colonel. You're excellent. Me, I'm going to.
Just got to collect my thoughts.
We'll be back.
The owner of ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer, Texas, is an avid gun enthusiast and enjoys helping all of his customers to find the gun that's perfect for them. With a large selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns, finding the right gun becomes easy. Go to ANC Firearms, located at 5819 U.S. Highway 190 in Heidenhammer, or call them 254-983-4417. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, knives, and a whole lot more. ANC Firearms, 254-983-4417.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
U.S. Navy SEAL Chris Kyle said, "It's our duty to serve those who serve us. In memory of Chris, military veterans, first responders, and their families, the nonprofit American Valor Foundation was formed. Please show your support by donating to this foundation at AmericanValorFoundation.org. Also, go to their AFV gear page to purchase hats, shirts, jackets, and more. Use the promo code RADIO to get a 20% discount on all purchases. That's AmericanValorFoundation.org or call 254-459-8224. The American Valor Foundation, serving those who serve us. Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
Hi, my name is Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home.
He sings, "I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken." This is one of my favorite songs, and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Everybody, the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host, finishing up the first hour, final segment. You got a question, comment, know the answer to the quote or the word of the day? Give me a call, 254-697-6633. But right now we have Colonel Rafer Brown continuing on with his constitutional segment.
All right, we've got a lot of stuff to. Let's talk a little bit about the legislature and what's going on down at the legislature. We are now into the final desperate moments, as I say that literally, for the legislature. Anything that hasn't been done now, they're kind of clearing out the what's in the queue, and they have the legislature, the regular session, is over on the 31st of May. It's done. Then the governor could call a special session for a single, defined, or multiple, but he has to specifically itemize what the special session is for. And they can't discuss anything else but the special session items. But the 31st, the thing's over. So right now they're clearing the queue. And this is also where amendments and stuff, the secret dirty work is done. And they sabotage good bills and put out stuff. We've been fighting, I say we, a lot of people have been fighting for to get, there is a pornography exception for education. Pornographic material that you cannot read at the school board meeting, you cannot read it in the Capitol chambers to the legislature, but you can teach it, you can read it and teach it to the children because it's educational. Okay, this exception was based on false research done by pedophiles back in the 20s and 30s and published as a scientific report. And they said that babies they tortured them basically for over 24 hours straight and tried to sexually stimulate these children. And when they started crying, they said, "Oh, hey, they're having an orgasm." Oh, so this is a type of research that this was based on. All right, but pornography in schools, they wrote this exception into Texas law so they could do this. We are trying to get that repealed, and we thought we had it tamped down in the committees and stuff, but now it's back up again in the final section. You need to pay attention, folks, to your legislature. Contact your representatives. There are sites. All you've got to do is hit your search engine and ask, you know, put in your address, and then there are ones that will show you who your representative is.
Let me make a quick add-on. Ladies and gentlemen, if you believe in God, I don't care what your faith is, God says he writes it on your heart, good from evil. Come on. Feel your heart. Read what's written on your heart.
Okay. There's also the Convention of States. This is a lie put out by Mark Meckler and others. They 15 years ago, approximately, they came up with this idea of calling a constitutional convention a convention of states. And they allege that they can control what will go on at a convention. This is totally contrary to Article 5 of the Constitution. Under Article 5 of the Constitution, the state's only authority is to request Congress, not the states, but Congress to call a convention. And then, under Article 1, Section 8, Clause 18, the Necessary and Proper Clause, the Congress will take care of all the nasty little details about this convention. Once the convention kicks off, it's totally out of control. There is no state input into the convention. The purpose of the convention, as stated in Article 5, is to make proposals for amendments to the Constitution. Now, they say, oh, but it requires a three-quarters majority of all the states to, or the people to pass this. Well, we had that, and we also, they gave us prohibition. These people gave us that. They also took away states' rights by saying that the senators should be elected by a majority, and that one still stands, by the a plural vote instead of the state legislatures selecting the senators. The original intent was that the Senate was to give the states power in the federal government. And as always, the socialists want democracy. You hear the word democracy. We are not a democracy. We are a constitutional republic. We have written laws, but written laws don't mean anything if you don't follow them. So the Democrats, in their socialist, as I should say, want anarchy. And they get this by throwing out all the written laws. They do this. George Soros wants anarchy and wants to overthrow our country. He has done this by throwing vast, and that is compared to the other people involved in the elections, vast sums into district attorney races and into Secretary of State that control the elections races. And down here, Austin, Texas, he put over $600,000 backing this DA that now turns all the criminals loose back onto the streets and prosecutes only right-wing people.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, it's an underworld there. If you're not studying it, I can understand when the colonel or I or anybody else says something that sounds like it's off the wall, that makes me look like I have two or three heads. I get it. I used to be there, and all of a sudden you have this awakening, and you see it, and when you start studying it, and you watch it, you read their own words, you see what they do, and you go, oh my gosh, the picture's coming clear. So when the colonel talks like this, listen, if you don't study that, study us, and study our track records, okay? I pause. Go ahead.
Okay. The Convention of States. All right, Mark Meckler. Who is Mark Meckler? He's a smooth-talking lawyer from Austin. Now from Austin. He came from originally from California. He helped found Tea Party Patriots, but he had ulterior motives, and he tried to subvert that organization, and he was given the option of resigning or being kicked out under duress by Jenny Beth Martin, the other founder, and he chose to voluntarily separate, and he now says that he separated from this. So, that's a true statement, but it's not the entire statement. Now, we have Mark Meckler, and he is lying, just like there are other people in the liberal side that tell stories, and he's lying about what the Convention of States is and what it can do, and he has sold us. He is a very personable thing. There are numerous people that have been subverted by him, and these are reasonable people that otherwise are very good. On AFR in the morning, the female host, she's been suckered in by this, so I've tried to educate her too. I sent her some material. Hope you read it. Grandpa was talking to you. All right, now then, we've talked about porn in schools, convention sites, roads. All right, we have a TURF is the acronym. You can look up TURF on the search it, and the roads. We have toll roads, and they're bought. We set up tolls like 130, the big loop out here. They set up a finance to pay for that one thing, and then they charge tolls that are supposed to pay off that one loan. Well, they've commingled all of the loan accounts and other projects, so now they use the tolls as a cash cow and divert the money to other purposes or to other toll roads so that the tolls were supposed to go away when the road's paid for or be reduced to just enough for the maintenance on that road. But our lie, cheat, and steal little congressmen and these other departments, TxDOT, they steal all the funding. Now, this is another thing. They take road taxes. We pay gasoline taxes that are supposed to go to fix our roads. So what does our good general fund do? Our people with their hands in your pockets, they try to take, they do take this money and use it for other things.
Colonel, the time's running out. I want to make this comment. Ladies and gentlemen, you can get overwhelmed with all this stuff. You don't have to do it all. Find something that piques your interest and get involved with that and then share it with everybody else. Mine is being behind the microphone, being the hub, like I said, and broadcasting. The Colonel loves what he does and he's broadcasting. You can do it too. Go ahead, Colonel.
All right. I want to finish up this one other thing here. Now, we talked a little bit about nullification. Article 6. Read it. All you have to do is say no. Nancy Reagan said this about drugs, but I love the quote, and she said, just say no. All right? That's what you got to do to the federal government. All you got to do is say no. And this is a state legislature. This goes for Paxton, the attorney general. You do not have to sue the federal government in federal court under federal rules to determine what's constitutional. It's up to you, Mr. Paxton. It's up to you. All you have to do is say no. All right? We, the people, here we have the alcohol, tobacco, and firearms has a rule. They're going to confiscate 40 million pistols, 40 million firearms. They can start doing this because of an unconstitutional declaration made solely by the ATF. It's not authorized by Congress. It's not constitutional, but they're going to come out there and start doing this. We in Texas have House Joint Resolution 44, and we're trying to pass this and get it out of the legislature, and this would nullify the unconstitutional ATF confiscation of weapons. And our cowardly, and I use that with as much venom as I can, cowardly legislature won't do it.
Very good, Colonel. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a top of the hour break. When we come back, we'll have Dr. Shelley Cole in the studio, so get your note-taking material ready. It's going to be a great show. It's always a great show, and we'll be back in about 3 minutes.
Cameron Chiropractic in Milam County has been treating all kinds of physical conditions for over 30 years. Spinal decompression, lower back, leg, arm, and neck pain, tingling and numbness, neuropathy, and headaches. Cameron Chiropractic also provides testing for organ support as well. Call Cameron Chiropractic in Cameron at 254-697-4931, in Rockdale at 512-446-9595, or go to cameron-chiro.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Call Dolores at Healthy Success at 254-773-8339 or visit us at healthysuccessworks.com. See you soon.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
The Texas Resale Company of Cameron, located at 1401 West 4th Street in Cameron and second location right off of Highway 79 in Franklin, are retail sellers of Durskin portable buildings and CNH carports. Need extra space? Need to protect your vehicles from hail damage? Texas Resale Company can design one just for you. Rent-to-own options available, no credit checks, low-down payments. Call Terry Gellner at 979-255-6083. Check out Texas Resale Company of Cameron and Franklin. Call now. Back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program, hour number two. Matt, your host. The number here, if you want to call in, 254-697-6633. Simulcasting here on this station as well as 98.5 FM out of KRXT Rockdale. And we're streaming live on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. So check us out there. Don't forget, it'll all turn into a podcast form. You can go to Spotify, Apple, Podbean, check it out. Share it with all that you know. And let's spread the word. I want to thank some new sponsors that have come on board. Quick Wrench Automotive out of Temple. Texas Resale Company of Cameron. El Green Chile right across the street. And then Scrappy's Welding of Cameron. You should look at some of his work he does. It's fantastic. Mac is a walking encyclopedia when it comes to mechanics. The resale company, I was just talking to Terry there yesterday. You can check it out on Facebook. It's got some great buildings, carports. He can help you out. And El Green Chile, man, you walk in there, it's totally different. If you've been past this building before, it's not what you think it is. Go in there and check it out. With me right now, Dr. Shelley Cole. Shelley, it's always a pleasure to have you in the studio. How are you doing?
It's great to be here, Matt. It's great to be with you guys. You all really do make a difference in the community. I just want you to know that.
Thank you, Shelley. I appreciate that.
I hear it all the time. And
well, the colonel keeps me in check.
Yeah, and boy, was the colonel fired up this morning. I'm telling you, man, it's going to be hard to keep him quiet.
Shelley, tell us. I know you always come prepared. And when I send out my devotionals, sometimes you and I are talking about 4 o'clock in the morning. Say,
right.
Hey, man, what's going on? And you're telling me I'm just studying, getting ready for the show, and I'm seeing all these notes. So I'm going to put the muzzle on. I'll only strap one side because you know me. I've always got to make a comment.
Right.
And you guide me and direct me. Where are we going?
Well, I think people might be curious as to know what really killed people during the pandemic.
Somebody would say COVID.
Yeah, that would be our first guess, right?
Our first guess.
Well, it wasn't COVID. It wasn't COVID.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Yeah, it was not COVID. It was actually the secondary bacterial pneumonias that were caused because people were put on ventilators.
And that's exactly what Rayford said a while ago.
Did he say it?
He said that exact thing.
I stole your thunder. I'm sorry.
Well, that's great. Yeah. But it's shocking, okay? So remember those folks that, you know, were trying to stay out of the hospital. I mean, that was what we should have been doing. Whole goal was to keep people out of the hospital.
I knew three people. Two of them went, no longer with us. One of them, I said, don't you dare go there here today.
Wow.
All the same conditions.
Wow.
Yeah, because I know I was scared to death to go into a place like that.
If you went into Scott and White through the emergency room, what were your chances of coming out alive if you went in because you thought you had COVID?
Well, but remember, they turned people away.
Well,
I mean,
yes.
They said, don't come in.
Until your lips are blue.
Until the lips are blue. Then we will consider admitting you and putting you on... And at remdesivir and a ventilator.
Yeah, and instead of giving them prophylactic, or not prophylactic, but treatment with the things that we knew worked and were available very inexpensively at that time.
Right, right. I remember really, really early on, because I started treating people with hydroxychloroquine back in March of 20. And one of the first patients that I had, her sister had been admitted to the ICU at one of the local hospitals. And she was on the ventilator, and it was a nightmare. It was like a six-month ordeal for them, you know, going to a rehab. But she did survive. But her sister, all I did was treat her with some hydroxychloroquine, you know.
In 5 days, she was better.
She was better in less than that. Absolutely, less than that. And I remember her asking me. She said, "So, like, what's next? Like, you know, do I need to be prepared?" So, like, no, you're treated, you're done. You know, now you have natural immunity.
I'm the dumb guy in the room. Okay, so I want to speak on behalf of the other ones who are like me, and that is, you use the ventilator for a reason. And it works a lot of the times that you use it. But what was the difference as to why it was problematic for the COVID cases?
Because it wasn't a breathing issue.
Can you explain on that?
It was a blood issue. Okay. The oxygen was not being released to the cell as easily. It was like the hemoglobin molecule was holding on to it. Kind of like arsenic poisoning. Okay, so instead of releasing that oxygen and, you know, the cell doing all the things it needs to do with oxygen, it couldn't do that.
Since I had problems, if I said this, would this be an explanation? I would breathe in, my lungs would fill, but I got no air. Would that be a proper way to explain it?
Yes, I think that you're not having, the normal exchange of carbon dioxide and oxygen, and that's actually dictated by carbon dioxide levels, not oxygen levels. So it's but all of this for what? It was a bacterial infection that killed most people. And it was the ICU, and it was the respirator, and throw in some remdesivir and cause some kidney or liver failure.
Was this due to lack of knowledge on the medical community, or was it because they were getting paid more to do it a certain way?
Well, I think that there was a group of the medical community that knew that there were treatments, but they didn't allow them to be available.
And the doctors trusted the information they were given without questioning it or doing any separate research. And there were good doctors that were subverted.
This has been going on for decades. Okay? It didn't just happen with the pandemic. It's been going on for decades. And so what I would say to you is, I had a lot of tolerance and patience for those docs, but don't you dare tell me that these guys who had been using ivermectin, who had been using hydroxychloroquine for decades, and now, for some strange reason, it's a poison and it's a horse dewormer, you know? Okay? But dude,
obvious.
You've been writing scripts for ivermectin for 30 years. Now, why is it so bad?
That's a blatantly obvious slap in the face of intelligence. It really is. To say it works all this time, and now you just, on a dime, change it.
Right. And the patients were coming in with these arguments. Like, they'd say, you just gave me a survival rate of 5% if you're going to put me on this ventilator. Okay? Can't you at least try ivermectin? And the docs are like, well, no, we can't try ivermectin. Like, why not? I mean, it's better than a 5% survivability. But so, you know, I would have liked to have been a fly in the wall in that emergency room with all those docs saying there is, and here was their pat answer, there are no effective early term treatments for COVID. And that was a lie. That was a lie. We could have kept these deaths down from the secondary infections, because if we could have treated COVID, which was kind of a mild, you know, situation, and it really You know, thank goodness it wasn't really that hard to treat.
It was just a little bit. It was basically the flu, right?
It was like it was a viral flu. So it wasn't hard to treat. We took care of about 4,000 people via telemedicine. And
Shelley, do you feel with what you've done in the last few years with this COVID thing and being on the radio and then being more super sensitive to the news that there's a shift now in the intelligence level of the population, and I don't mean this insultingly, that they become more aware of, hey, something ain't right.
Something's really squirrely. Well, here's the deal. You look to the medical profession, you say, oh, well, they're highly trained, took a long time, lots of expertise, work really hard, smart people, you know. But the average patient doesn't have to go in very often, right? So how many times do you actually really encounter your doctor for a problem? And not very often.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what the insurance companies also do bet. It's like 20% of the population is entering the healthcare delivery system at one time. So that means 80% are sitting, you know, supporting those 20%. So I think that people really started questioning it when they said, that doesn't make sense. Why did we have this whole paradigm shift? We used to say prevention, early treatment was the foundation of medicine. And now we were flipping it on its head saying, don't come in until your lips are blue and we'll put you on a ventilator. I mean, that was the stupidest thing I can't even imagine. And people knew it. And so I think it's just because they hadn't entered the healthcare delivery system, they didn't know.
All right, Shelley, I got about 20 seconds before the break. You want to give us a little teaser for what's coming up on the next segment?
Well, they're talking about changing the recommendations on the screening mammogram. And so I really would like to cover that with people. I
think. Well, it's important, especially for half the population, women. We've got to take care of that. So we'll be back in 3 minutes. Dr. Shelley Cole, 254-697-6633.
Star Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morning Star Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
Hi, my name is Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home. He sings, I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken. This is one of my favorite songs and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
Veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them.
The Texas Resale Company of Cameron, located at 1401 West 4th Street in Cameron and second location right off of Highway 79 in Franklin, are retail sellers of Durskin portable buildings and CNH carports. Need extra space? Need to protect your vehicles from hail damage? Texas Resale Company can design one just for you. Rent-to-own options available, no credit checks, low-down payments. Call Terry Gellner at 979-255-6083. Check out Texas Resale Company of Cameron and Franklin. Call now.
Matthew Cole has been serving Cameron and the Milam County area with lawn services for over 25 years. Now, he's expanding into welding and fabrication. With 5 years' experience in that regard, he can help you with 24-7 mobile welding services, emergency repairs, equipment repairs, custom fabrications, trailer rebuilds and other trailer work, custom metal art, and more. For all your welding and fabrication needs, turn to a name you already trust in Matthew Cole with Scrappy Welding. Call 254-482-1935 to see how they can assist you.
El Green Chili Meat Market, located at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron, is your local hometown meat market. Fresh meat, fruits and vegetables, and a whole lot more. Breakfast, lunch and dinner meals, soups and appetizers, kids' plates and side orders. El Green Chile Meat Market is directly across from CEFCO Hilltop here in Cameron. For more info, call them at 254-605-4055 or go see them at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron. El Green Chile Meat Market. High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host, with me today. It's the third Saturday of the month, and you know what that means. Dr. Shelley Cole's in the house. Shelley, again, it's a pleasure to have you on in the studio. And I am blessed to be able to text you, call you, see you, have you in the studio. Not everybody else can do that, so I'm privileged. Thank you very much for that. It's always a pleasure to have you in here because you're just a great person to be around. So talk to us. What do you got going on?
Well, the task force for the U.S. Preventive Services is wanting to lower the age for screening mammograms, okay? And this changes from decade to decade. But back in 2016, when they had these the recent guidelines, they said, no, you should not lower it to age 40 for screening mammogram because there were too many people that were overdiagnosed and overtreated, okay? And so they said it's not recommended. So back in 2016, they reassessed and they said, you know, is it really a good idea to, you know, do a screening test for women at 40 on up? And they said, no, it wasn't. But they're trying to change it again. And none of those things have changed since 2016.
So then what do you think it is? Why?
Well, you know, there are forces that are economics, wanting to, yes, to do the screening. Absolutely.
Now, Shelley, when you say screening, you're talking if you get a positive on the mammogram.
No.
Are they a suspicious lesion? They want to do a surgical biopsy?
No.
What is it that we're doing?
So, screening is every woman. They want to screen every single woman with a mammogram at age 40. Okay, that's an X-ray test.
Okay, and how many false positives do they get off of that?
Too many.
Okay.
Too many.
And then if they get a false positive, what do?
Then they start to do additional testing, like they'll do an ultrasound of the breast. They may do a fine needle aspiration. They may put a needle in. You're right.
Invasive techniques.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. So you're right about that. I'm sorry, I misunderstood what you're saying, but I didn't want to jump ahead because the screening aspect of it means every single woman at age 40 should have this. I mean, and they're very expensive. You know, you got to have the X-ray test, which is, by the way, not real comfortable. If you know, they flatten the breast to the, you know, like a pancake. Okay, not real comfortable.
I can only imagine a male form the same equivalent.
My wife has a song about that, and when she was diagnosed with breast cancer, she's had both breasts removed at 1 year apart, but she is a 26-year survivor, so we can't complain about that.
Absolutely.
But the one of her friends was writing songs and did a whole show for her, and one of the songs was about going to the gynecologist and the radiologist and a 2-ton weight crushing down her chest.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, they're not comfortable, but they're costly. And then you have to have a radiologist review the mammogram, too. And
it's a specialty thing.
Absolutely. And, you know, they will miss lesions. But they're supposed to find more disease than cause more disease, right? Sure. I mean, you know, so what they found was that those studies, even back in the 2016 studies that said, no, there are more over-treatment and over-diagnosis problems, they didn't even consider the radiation itself, which is real, okay? And they didn't even consider those people who are at higher risk for gene mutations, the BRCA and BRCA1 group of patients, who are more susceptible to cancer. And so I looked back, and there's a 2006 study that said that we may be underestimating the damage, the DNA damage of the X-ray mammogram by 400 to 600%. Okay.
Shelley, in layman terms for me, this resembles, you ever seen the vehicles on the roads that move railroad people, and they got the caution signs on the back, and they drive 5 miles below the speed limit, and they cause bottlenecks? They're trying to be so safe that they cause danger for people trying to pass them and cause wreck. It's kind of what you're telling me here. They're doing so much, air quote, preventive maintenance, is causing more harm and problems.
Right, right. Well, anytime you do any kind of medical procedure, you always want to ask yourself, what's the risk of doing whatever they're telling me to do versus the benefit of finding those test results? And so actually, it was fascinating because Peter Gotchi, who was the former leader of the Cochrane Center. Yeah, I mean, he is very well read, very based on science and foundation of science. He's left there now because of all the problems with it. But what he said was, if we make two assumptions, one, we lower the breast cancer death rate by 15% with mammograms, but we over-diagnose and over-treat people by 30%, okay? So if you make those two assumptions, which is what all of the previous studies are suggesting, for every 2,000 women that you perform the mammogram on, you will save one breast cancer death, but you will cause 10 people to be over-treated, over-diagnosed, and you'll cause 200 people to have psychological trauma because they're all thinking they have cancer, right? So it's
you didn't hear that, but I'm shaking my head. And I'm
yeah, yeah. So for every one cancer death saved, there were 10 people that were over-treated and over-diagnosed.
I don't know what to say. I mean, I know what to say. I know what I think about what you just said. It's just like, there's just so much data coming. Shelly, can I ask you a question? I'm a dude. I don't know. Women, breasts, the whole works. Is there something particular that causes a problem with a woman's breast where it gets cancer? Or is it just the way they're born? It's just, or is it something happen in the course of life that you can identify that's more common than not?
Well, it's you just hit on a subject that is really, really close to my heart because, yes, I mean, there definitely are things. And so Otto Warburg back in 1931 was researching and found that cancer cells can't burn fat. Okay? They have to run off of sugar. Okay? And there's a reason why they have to run off sugar, because they don't have the ability, they don't have enough oxygen in an environment. So what you find is that if a tissue is low in oxygen, their ability to grab the oxygen from the hemoglobin drops. And usually it's related to the voltage So we all have voltage in our bodies.
Right.
And so a normal cell has a negative 21 millivolt difference between the inside of the cell and the outside of the cell. And so if that starts to actually, the voltage increases, if we get to a plus 20 millivolt range, then the oxygen won't be released to the cell. You may have a perfectly normal pulse oximeter. You know, you may be at 95, but what's not being apparent is the exchange of oxygen from the bloodstream to the cell.
So in a general sense, if one had the beginning of cancer or maybe midterm cancer, if they starved themselves of the sugar, that would be a dramatical increase in the healing process.
That really helps. That really helps. But what you got to do is restore oxygen. And what I'd like to suggest to you is that cancer is the body's way to try to get oxygen. Because what a cancer does is it grows blood vessels. Because it's trying to get oxygen. What we call angiogenesis. And cancer is a cluster of cells that are trying to get to an oxygen source. So Otto Warburg back in 1931 said, we know the cause of cancer.
I remember you talking about that. He wrote,
we know the cause. Right? It's when the cell oxygen consumption drops below 60%. That's when it happens. So it's a low oxygen environment. And remember how we talked about the root canal procedure. 95% of women who have breast cancer have a root canal. And
can you explain how that connects again?
I would love to, because I have an even greater understanding of it now than I did before. And I don't know how much time we have. 2 minutes?
Two minutes before the break.
No,
we got
30 seconds.
We got 30 seconds, but plenty of time. So give us a teaser when we come
Okay. What happens when a tree starts, it dies, and it's on the forest floor?
It pulls up all the nutrients from the ground.
Decomposition, right? So just hold that thought. Decomposition.
What's it called? Rock trees. Trees that turn into rock. What's that called?
Petrified wood,
because it's drawn in the... Is that what you're talking about?
No, I'm talking about decomposition.
Well, I guess you'll squirm me away in about 3 minutes.
Soil.
Be back in a few.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Ranch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Ranch Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and a clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim? Window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that, too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com. Radio program. Dr. Shelley Cole in the studio with me. I've got Colonel, my wingman. He's going to repeat the quote because we've got a $25 gift certificate from Mom's Place in Harker Heights on the table here. Go ahead, Colonel.
All right. Thus, the right of nullification meant by Mr. Jefferson is a natural right which all admit to be a remedy against insupportable oppression. All right. Who said that? And then the question that I've offered a $20 green Federal Reserve note at the Cameron's, good at the Cameron Farmers Market, they'll take it. All right. And that farmers market's only this morning. And that question is, what was Bull Durham? And the second part was, what was sold in the red Prince Albert can?
There you go. So give me a call, 254-697-6633. Give the answers. You get a $25 gift certificate and you get a $20 green note. One of those fiat currency things we use on a daily basis to go to the farmer's market here in Cameron. Shelley, you gave a teaser. Why don't we follow up on what
I have no idea
We were talking about one of my favorite topics.
Right.
I better not go there. We were talking about...
breast cancer?
Breast cancer. Yeah. No, that's not my favorite topic. No, but the subject matter, okay? I know. All right. Go ahead.
So before we went to commercial, you know, I asked, like, tell me what happens to a tree when it dies and it falls in the forest.
Okay, I initially said it falls in, I'm thinking petrified wood. It falls down and the tree sucks in the minerals of the environment, and that's why it turned into stone.
Okay, so well, everybody what's decomposition? Knows that a tree that falls in the forest doesn't make any noise because there's nobody there to hear it.
I'll tell you what.
So what is decomposition? So
I got a call. We're just going to take it live, see what happens. Shelby, go ahead. And this mic is going to be dead, so you take my mic. All right, caller, welcome to the program. Who am I talking to?
This is Bob.
Hey, Bob, you got a question for Dr. Shelley?
No, I wanted to answer the question.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, well, Bull Durham was chewing tobacco and sold in pouches.
No.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Go ahead. What about Prince Albert? Are you familiar with? He hung up? Okay. I'm going to go ahead and give the answer here, since I told him no, and I have to justify that deal. Bull Durham was a little pouch of tobacco, a little white bag that was about, 3 inches tall, 2 inches across, and it was used to roll your own cigarettes.
And what did he say? He said it so quick, I missed it.
He said it was chewing tobacco. And we had Mickey Twist chewing tobacco and stuff, but you could not chew Bull Durham. Now, Prince Albert was a red can that was oval. It was about 4 inches across, maybe 3/4 of an inch tall, and it was just the right size for kids to play with.
Perfect
but it was
for survival
pipe tobacco.
Yeah, tobacco. But it was a perfect can when you find it for survival kits. Call back if you got the word treason in a sentence, we'll give you a $25 gift certificate. Shelley, go ahead.
So we were talking about decomposition, okay? And what happens to the tree? Fungus comes, right? Bugs come. They're trying to convert that tree into dirt, right? And what is the dirt? The dirt is fertile, okay? It brings forth healthy, good things from it, okay? But if we didn't have decomposition, we'd be climbing all over everything.
That's right.
Right? So decomposition is when something dies, the fungus will come and process it, okay? And so the same thing happens in the body. As the oxygen level drops in the body, fungus comes and tries to process it. So if you've got infection in a root canal from a dead tooth, which is what a root canal is, remember, when the dentist tells you you've got to have a root canal because the infection has invaded into the pulp of the tooth, and so they remove the nerve and they remove the artery out of the tooth, okay? And then they clean it out in various and sundry ways, and then they fill it with gutta percha, which is a wax, okay? That's a dead tooth, okay? Doesn't have a blood vessel to it. But it makes it even worse because the tiny little dentin tubules that feed and nourish the rest of the tooth weren't cleaned out. There's no way that you can clean out 3 to 3.5 miles of these dentin tubules.
That baffles me right there, just what you said, but go ahead.
Yeah. And so the tooth doesn't have a blood vessel in the middle of it, okay? It's these little tributaries that feed and nourish it. And so if you look like a tooth under the microscope, it looked just like a honeycomb, okay?
Yes, I've seen a picture. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So now, not only do you have a dead tooth, but you got an infected tooth because there's no way that you're going to clean out that. And so you got a dead infected tooth living in a viable jaw.
So that's the dead tree that falls, not being consumed.
Well, the fungus is trying to process it. And so what happens is anything that's on the circuitry, the voltage, which all the organs of the body are related by their voltage. If you have a root canal, then you've got the fungus, and that root canal is going to affect. And you may not have a root canal. You could have a dead tooth that's infected. Okay, there you could have wisdom teeth extraction sites. So where the dentist or the oral surgeon removed the wisdom teeth, and there's a hole, and that could be filled with infection.
Shelley, I asked a question about a woman, what causes it down there, and then you talked about the teeth. We talked this many times before in the other program.
Yep.
So how, clarify a little bit better for me how it connects the two.
So the funguses, the infections, live in oxygen-deprived environments. And so as the breast tissue loses voltage, it loses oxygenation, and the fungus will go to the breast. And it's the breast attempt to try to heal is the blood vessels.
Okay,
it's trying to get oxygen.
You probably already said this, but I'm trying to get this all in my head. Why is the breast so susceptible? What's the difference between the breast and some other part of the body?
Well, I mean, there are other parts of the body too. I mean, prostate is huge. But I think 85% of women who have a breast cancer have absolutely no history of breast cancer in their family. Okay. And the thought of it being related to genes was displaced many years ago. There was a fascinating study where they took a breast cancer nucleus where all the genes are in the cell, and they put it in a normal cell, okay? and nothing happened to the cell. It did not turn into breast cancer. Okay. Then they took a normal nucleus out of a normal cell and put it in a breast cancer cell, and it turned into cancer. Okay. And it turned into cancer not because of the genes, but because of the oxygen deprivation.
I learned something.
You did.
I picked up on it. Very good.
So,
I mean, if you were to just make this in the simplest form, what should a woman do?
So there's some important things that lower our voltage. There are important things that lower our body's ability to get oxygen to the cell. And one are the dental infections. So that's a very serious thing. If you have wisdom teeth that were extracted, if you've, you know, had a root canal, if you've got a dead infected tooth, you're at risk for cancer. I mean, I've asked 29 people with cancer.
Yeah, I remember.
Okay. And 25 of them, just a minute, 25 of them had a root canal. And the other three or four actually had a broken tooth, an infected tooth, or wisdom teeth sites. They all had risk for infection in the mouth.
So what are their alternatives if they're not going to get
a root canal? Well,
there's help for the infection.
There are things that we can do before it invades into the pulp of the tooth, and that's ozone. Mm-hmm. Ozone is it's a gas, O3, and so ozone can treat and help heal infected teeth, mm-hmm. But you got to get to them, you know, before. You can have a tooth removed. You can pull the tooth. Right. That's going to be much healthier. If a dentist said, we're going to increase your risk for cancer by doing this procedure, or we could pull the tooth. I mean, you know, we're not being informed because guess what? The dentist isn't trained in this either. They don't know this information either.
You know, if somebody has cancer, that's a bad thing. But if a woman has breast cancer, it's traumatic in the sense that's a part of that's a woman. She gives birth. She feeds her babies. She's got a woman's curves and all.
Right.
It's just a mental mind jack. Yeah. Like it's the same thing with a guy down in his parts too.
And the prostate,
so
absolutely.
The cancer's a bad thing. We're going to a break in just a second. Cancer's a bad thing, but it's just in those particular aspects, it's much more mind messing. We'll take a break. Be back in 3 minutes.
Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
the perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com. Everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. Matt, your host, finishing up the second hour final segment with Dr. Shelley Cole. Got a whole another hour to go, so stand by. Get that. If you haven't gotten it yet, get your note taking material ready because she's got some great stuff. I'll tell you what, Shelley, since it's the last segment of this particular hour and we got another hour to go, I think we probably cut you in midstream. Let's recap what you did and then continue on from there.
Well, we know that cancer is related to a low oxygen environment, and so if you can address these five different things, then you can improve oxygenation to the cell by improving voltage, that gradient between the inside of the cell and the outside of the cell. The first thing is the dental infections. Get rid of them. Get them out of your mouth. I mean, that's, and sadly enough, a general dentist is not trained in this. And so you probably need to see a biological dentist that believes that the root canal is not a good, healthy thing. And then toxins in our environment absolutely decrease the voltage. So the body burden of toxins in our body affect us. The Roundup that we eat on our vegetables and our fruit, and that's in our water, and it's really disrupting the normal healthy bacteria in the gut. And then you've got emotions, just straight out emotions, stress, you know, right? Stress. And so all these women that are put through all of these over-diagnostic, exactly, over-treatment, you know, these stupid, you know, they're actually coming in with the wire in there. And I'm like, why is the wire still in there? We used to take it out after the procedure, you know, but they're keeping it in just in case. Like what? You want to look at it again in that area? You weren't confident that you got it the last time? So anyway, you know,
Shelley, you know how you keep talking about
the voltage.
The voltage. I was introduced by someone. Feet on a. You put your feet on something. You hold these electric,
right,
rods,
right?
Because everything in your body has a different frequency.
Yep.
Is there? Can you utilize that for what you're saying? If it's got,
yes,
low volt.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Talk. Let's go.
Absolutely. Cool. And we got one of those in the office.
Yeah. Right?
So, yeah. Yeah. So, voltage is real. And like going out on your grass in your bare feet, you're grounding. That's going to improve your voltage. Okay. And so electron stealers are what make us oxygen deprived. So those are going to be toxins, dental infections, stress, emotions, okay? And then another really big issue is the epidemic of low thyroid. Even people that are treated still are symptomatic, okay? You know, even the current recommendations like using levothyroxine, and they're treating that TSH number instead of actually listening to the patient and seeing that their symptoms are better, okay? So the epidemic of low thyroid in the U.S. is really bad, and it does lower our voltage, increases our risk for low oxygenation and risk for cancer, especially if you have infections in the mouth.
Going back to that device we talked about with the frequencies.
Right.
You can't just jumpstart your body, correct me if I'm wrong, or it's got to be more of a continuous voltage as compared to, I'm a little low right now, let me juice myself up for
right.
like 30 minutes. That won't work, right?
So the body, your muscles are like a battery pack, okay? And the fascia, the grit that you see when you cut through meat, that's the wiring system, okay?
This is cool.
And so if the voltage starts to go down, it's kind of, you know, like the cell phone has to be charged up. We're losing our voltage, and we lose it through toxins, infections, emotions, low thyroid. And then the other one is scars and tattoos, okay? Scars cut through the normal circuitry in the body. So if you have a lot of tattoos, if you have scar tissue.
I have major lacerations on my back, so that's causing
right.
me problems?
That's causing you problems. And so I'll tell you, we did have someone who came in and used what we call the hand-foot pedals, which helps restore the voltage. So you know how a battery, when it dies, the polarity changes, the positive becomes negative, and the negative becomes positive?
Okay.
I don't know if you knew that, but it does. And so you have to flip the polarity again, and so we do that, and then we charge them up. And so we had
Frankenstein's
somebody.
Frankenstein's not too far fetched.
That's right. That's right. That's right. What do they have in the
electrodes in the neck? Yeah.
So, but we had somebody who was having debilitating problems. She was elderly, having debilitating problems, getting up all night long, completely and utterly disruptive to her family. And then she came in, and we did the voltage, the hand foot pedals. And she really didn't like it at all. She was kind of complaining. And, you know, we tried to get her a pillow because you have to sit there for like 30 minutes. Okay? And she really didn't like it at all. And so she goes home the next day. She comes back and she wants to do it now. She's like, yeah, I think I want to do
it. That's how I was. And I tried it out. And I'm thinking, I'm sitting here. What the hell is this going to do? And all of a sudden I'm like, hey, wait a minute.
Right, right. I think, and I just used it recently, I think you feel less stiff. You know, your body's not as stiff. That was, to me, the best way to
describe it. I'm speaking out of ignorance here, but with the little bit I know, every part of your body, different frequencies. So depending on what the problem is, you get the thing to that frequency, and that particular thing maybe feel better,
right?
Or you notice something,
right?
It's not going to do your whole body because, like I just said, it's different frequencies. But
right.
Shelly, you're looking at me because I got a weird look on my face. It's because you were talking about that doctor in the 30s who wrote the book about the cancer.
Yep.
And then we're looking at, I just mentioned Frankenstein with the electrodes.
Mm-hmm.
They know this stuff. Way back in the day, they know this stuff. They make movies about this stuff. The books are written about this stuff, but they realize it's not profitable.
That's, and now I have become skeptic of all government research. Now, the national cancer studies and stuff like this, after seeing what they've done to COVID and the lies that Fauci has told, I do not believe in any of this stuff, diabetes or cancer research.
And that's the sin, man. That's the sin. Because you got
Rockefeller open the National Cancer Society?
I don't know. Rockefeller's was evil.
Pretty
well,
evil.
You know, they have distorted medical education, and they removed any remnant of healthy, natural treatments long ago. You know, there used to be homeopathic school of medicines. You know, there were like 30 or 40 of them. And by 1940, they were completely gone because the Flexner Report back in 1910, essentially funded by the Carnegie Institute, absolutely changed medical education. And so doctors don't know, you know, they don't know about vitamin C. They don't know about glutathione. They don't know how to detox people naturally because it's not in our curriculum. You know, they call vitamin C alternative. I mean, how stupid is that? You know, but the dentists are just as bad. Okay. The dentists don't have knowledge either.
Shelly, I got a call coming in. We're just going to take it cold. No, I guess Colonel's going to answer it. Keep going.
So we really struggle as you know, trying to figure out what is the best thing to do. I mean, you have to understand, when you have a dead infected tooth in your mouth, in your jaw, that physiologically is the worst thing that you could possibly do. And I know I've tried to describe it as, you know, an infected appendix that we would just tie off and cut off the blood supply and let it just sit there in the gut. But it's physiologically the worst thing you could do. I can't imagine the dentist. They know the tooth is dead. Why on earth would they do this?
I don't know.
And so
you and I have been together for almost 3 years.
Yeah.
Okay. And I know you. I know what you say. And when you're talking certain things, there's people out there who have these problems who dig in what you're saying and they understand it because they're so involved with it. But if we're trying to talk to if they're on the line, we'll get to them in a little bit. If we're talking to the general masses, so we want to take control of their minds in a way of, hey, before I even get there, what can I do that's just simple? And if we talked on mat terms and said, and Shelly started saying, look, just do a little bit of exercise.
Right. Exercise improves your voltage, too.
Oh, man, I'm charged up.
Okay. All right.
I'm electrified. 20 seconds. Okay. But I want to simplify it for the masses out there. And it has nothing to do with your intelligence. It has to do with there's so much stuff.
Question everyone, Matt. Question me. Question everyone.
Well, absolutely.
Question the dentist. Question the doctor.
We're going to take a top of the hour break. Got Dr. Shelly Cole for the next hour. Stand by. Be back in three.
The owner of ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer, Texas, is an avid gun enthusiast and enjoys helping all of his customers to find the gun that's perfect for them. With a large selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns, finding the right gun becomes easy. Go to ANC Firearms, located at 5819 U.S. Highway 190 in Heidenhammer, or call them 254-983-4417. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, knives, and a whole lot more. ANC Firearms, 254-983-4417.
Hi, my name is Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home. He sings, I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken. This is one of my favorite songs, and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
U.S. Navy SEAL Chris Kyle said, "It's our duty to serve those who serve us. In memory of Chris, military veterans, first responders, and their families, the nonprofit American Valor Foundation was formed. Please show your support by donating to this foundation at AmericanValorFoundation.org. Also, go to their AFV gear page to purchase hats, shirts, jackets, and more. Use the promo code RADIO to get a 20% discount on all purchases. That's AmericanValorFoundation.org or call 254-459-8224. The American Valor Foundation, serving those who serve us."
Hard propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
High Cap Adventure Radio Program, hour number three. Matt, your host, my wingman, the Colonel Rafer Brown, special guest host, Dr. Shelley Cole in the studio, my board operator, Shelby Meyer, doing a fantastic job simulcasting here on this station and 98.5 FM KRXT out of Rockdale. You can check us out live on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Give us a call here in the studio. We have a caller on the line. Stand by, caller. I'll get to you in just a second. The number is 254-697-6633. And don't forget, when it's all done, it's wrapped up into a pretty package, put into podcast form. And you can check it out at Apple, Spotify, Podbean, or go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the radio show page at the top there. You'll see the recording. And don't forget, you can also scroll down to the middle of the page. If you feel led to do so, you can donate to the program on a monthly basis. It helps out because it costs a lot of money to stay on the radio. But we are all here compelled together as one to put out good information to the best of our ability. But right now, Dr. Shelley Cole. Shelley, I'll tell you what, let's go right to the caller.
Okay, sounds great.
They've been waiting for a while. And this mic is dead.
Okay.
So you can use my mic. Caller, welcome to the program. You got a question for Dr. Shelley?
Hello?
Okay, stand by, caller.
No, he's on.
He's on. Go ahead.
All right,
caller, okay, stand by. I can't hear you. Hold on one second.
Yep.
Shelley, I don't got it on the... I don't have it on the speakers here. We're going to give him back to 5 minutes. I'll tell you what, caller, do me a favor. Call back. We got a little problem. Call back and we'll get you on.
Call back on the regular line.
All right. So Shelley's mic is okay now? This is called live radio.
I didn't know what to do. Stealing Matt's microphone. Wow.
It's okay. We were talking about this.
I'll try that again when you talk about something I don't want to talk about.
We were talking about this on the break about how I like to bring the audience in to see all the little quirks of how it goes. It's like we're sitting in the room talking together. So we'll have fun. Go ahead.
Well, one thing I didn't cover was that oftentimes people are given a cancer diagnosis and it really isn't a cancer. Okay, I know that's shocking, but DCIS or ductal carcinoma in situ is one of those diagnoses. And so back 10 years ago in 2013, the National Cancer Institute said...
Shelley, I'm sorry. I got to cut you because I got to kill that mic. Okay. I apologize. Go ahead, caller. We got Dr. Shelley here for you. Go ahead.
Yes, Dr. Shelley there.
He's still there. I can hear him. All right, go ahead, caller.
I turned the first party probing. They all want to talk about reflux.
Yeah.
Anyway, I have trouble.
So, are you on medicines?
No. I'm nothing.
Let's talk a little bit about acid reflux while we're trying to get him on. Oftentimes, people will feel acid refluxing back into the esophagus worse when you lie down, okay, than when you're sitting up.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And this gets worse over time as we age.
Tell me about it.
There he is. I heard him. Tell me about it. Is he there?
Shelly, he's there. You're gonna have, we have a little mic problem. You can hear him, but you have to strain to hear him, okay?
Okay.
I was going to tell you a story about me. It was, I guess, around 2000, turn of the century. I had reflux bad. I had to sleep in a chair. I threw up every day. What I ate one day, I threw up the next. And I kept fine, stayed here with the doctor. Finally went to Dallas to a place called Bale Lipsky. It's a hospital there. And about the fourth trip, they diagnosed me I have achalasia. Well, it was bad. And they took my esophagus out eventually. I had it taken out and operated. They operated 8.5 hours, two doctors. They took my esophagus out and pulled my stomach up to where they cut it off. But I found one thing for relief. I paid this. I got on the internet, and I paid some money to get this information. And if you eat a delicious apple, or half before you go to bed, or you've got cases of it bothering you, it does help to relieve it. So I just want to pass that on to you. I eat every pill. I did everything, and every medicine I needed. I had enough barium to float a battleship stuck in me. But anyway, there is a relief through an apple. Not a cure, but it's relief. So well, I just want to pass it on to you.
Well, thank you so much. That's a little bit different than acid reflux. Did you have more difficulty swallowing?
It started out with acid reflux.
Right.
And I know eventually what happens, your esophagus just get worse. It's like an old sock.
Right.
It doesn't push the food down.
Right.
And they had to take it out. And I've had it over 20 years, and I'm still going strong.
Well, that's incredible.
Just want to pass that tip.
Well, what happens is my profession says that acid reflux is too much acid in the stomach. Okay?
Right.
But it's actually not that. And so what happens is...
I know what you're going
to... You know what I'm going to say? Ahead.
I know.
Okay, what do you know? Johnny, let the doc talk for a second. Hold on one second.
So sure. What happens is when we eat a meal, the sphincter, the little opening between the esophagus and the stomach opens up so the food can get into the stomach, okay?
That is correct.
Once you get a critical amount of food in the stomach, the parietal cells, which are the cells that make acid, start to release acid. And once you hit that critical pH of 2.5, then the sphincter will tighten. And so the stomach can then start to break down and digest their food. The stomach's not right. going to digest food if that sphincter is open. It's just going to be pushed back up into the esophagus, and it's going to be miserable, okay? So the stomach doesn't do that. And that's why people that are on antacids and what we call PPI inhibitors like omeprazole say their stomach gets full really fast. The food just, quote, sits there because it's not being digested, okay? So the real cause for acid reflux and the damage and injury to the esophagus is not enough acid. When you correct the amount of acid in the stomach, that's when that sphincter will tighten, and then you'll start to digest food.
Is that where digestive enzymes come in?
Digestive enzymes are slightly different, but they're part of the benefit, too. So digestive enzymes, so proteins are broken down in the stomach, okay? And if proteins aren't broken down by the stomach, let's say that you're taking Tums or you're taking omeprazole, and that partially digested protein goes into the small bowel. Well, the small bowel says, what is this? This is not good. This is not what we need. This is foreign. It's not what we're expecting. And so inflammation occurs at the gut, and you can create antibodies, and people have heard of leaky gut and gluten sensitivity.
Oh, yes.
Hey, Shelley, because we were having a problem with the speaker. I didn't hear part of it, so I don't know if you already said this. Why doesn't the sphincter from the stomach to the throat, why doesn't it close? Is that just defective, or you ate too
fast? They want it open. The brain wants it open so the food can be transmitted into the stomach, okay? Once you get a critical amount of food in the stomach, that's when the acid cells cause the closure of the esophagus, the sphincter, and then you start to digest.
Another caller? Okay. John, I appreciate the call, buddy. Thank you for calling in.
I think he agreed with me, though.
I think what I was trying to get at, though, Shelley, was this, is the stomach got a smart meter on it, knows how much food it's got to get, and it's supposed to shut? And it
acid.
Well, so it will start to release the acid once it gets that critical amount. And those are stretch receptors and what we call satiety. You know, everyone kind of has a brain connection that says, that's enough food. Sometimes we eat too fast and we eat way too much, right? Right?
I noticed that if I eat a little slower, I feel fuller quicker.
Yep.
And I don't have to eat as much. But if
exactly.
I eat super fast, I just shovel that, it's like shotgunning a can of beer.
Not that
I do that.
Shotgunning a can of beer. I'm trying to picture that. Shotgunning a can of beer.
What you do is you pop a hole in the bottom.
Right.
And then you hold it up to your mouth and you pop the lid and it just shoots right down. Or you can do a
flop. Oh.
But then I digress. And I got 20 seconds. Okay. I've got Dr. Shelley Cole in the studio with us. HealthySuccessWorks.com. Shelley, real fast, you do
a workshop.
Thank you. And they're full all the time, so you need to get in there early, right?
We are having one in June.
All right,
we'd love to have people come.
We'll be back in 3.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top shelf expertise.
Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim? Window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that, too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617. Cameron Chiropractic in Milam County has been treating all kinds of physical conditions for over 30 years. Spinal decompression, lower back, leg, arm, and neck pain, tingling and numbness, neuropathy, and headaches. Cameron Chiropractic also provides testing for organ support as well. Call Cameron Chiropractic in Cameron at 254-697-4931, in Rockdale at 512-446-9595, or go to cameron-chiro.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Call Dolores at Healthy Success at 254-773-8339 or visit us at healthysuccessworks.com. See you soon.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. Give us a call, 254-697-6633. Dr. Shelley Cole, healthysuccessworks.com. Now, remember, if you can't remember anything, hopefully by this point in time, you remember aaronsgunshop.com. You go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page, and there are all the sponsors. There are all the people associated with the program. You just click on it, Healthy Success Works. You click on it, boom, there you are, okay? Shelly, you got workshops going on too, right?
We do. Once a month, we kind of open it up to the public, and I give an hour presentation, and it's a lot of fun. We have a really good time, and they're going to learn about the foundations of health, what things they can do to improve their health. And
you're a novelty. You know that?
Well, I've been teaching a wellness class in my office for our patients for over 26 years.
Yeah, I know, but Shelley, honestly, before I met you about 3 years ago, I didn't know this stuff. And here I am, I'm the one looking at stuff all over the place, checking things out. And Rayford introduces us to you, and from that point on, it's just like, oh my gosh.
God bless Rayford.
Rayford, thank you. Without you, we wouldn't have Shelley.
Well, she's the one who got me hydroxychloroquine when I first got... I was actually taking it as a prophylactic before.
Well, how did you meet her in the first place?
Through
Emily.
Emily, yes. Yeah. A choir director. My wife is a vocalist, and she was in a choir. And her, his wife, when I was asking about it, got us hooked up because she knew Dr. Shelley. So
there's a lot of credibility right there. Shelley, go ahead.
Well, we were talking about acid reflux and that it's not too much acid, it's not enough acid, okay? And so there are primary reasons why your acid drops in your stomach. One is stress. Cortisol lowers your acid in your stomach, okay?
That's why I drink.
Right, that's why you drink. I don't think that fixes the problem there, man.
Well, it depends. You know, you can be stressed one moment and then kind of relax the next moment.
Yeah, I guess so. The other is eating too much protein, you know, which is kind of surprising, but too much protein in the diet, too many carbohydrates in the diet, and then...
That sounds like too much diet.
Too much diet is diet, yeah. But aging, you know, it happens. But even 40% of young people have acid reflux, okay? And so what I would tell you is a quick fix if you are lying down in bed and now you're getting the burning and you feel horrible. Go get 2 teaspoons of apple cider vinegar and put it in 4 ounces of water.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
And drink it. Okay? If you think you're having a heart attack and you want to rule out esophageal spasm, take a teaspoon or a tablespoon. I do a teaspoon to a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar and a little bit of water. Drink it. It'll immediately stop it.
I've been doing that a long time. I don't know what it does. I said, yeah. They just say it does good. I do it. I put a little bit of, I think, oregano in it, too, maybe.
Right.
And I just swallow it, and I go, not bad. Not bad.
You mean just, like, straight apple cider vinegar?
No, I'll get, what is it, teaspoons? 2 tablespoons.
Okay.
And, of course, I use a rocks glass, and I put a little bit of water in there, and I'll sprinkle some oregano in there.
Okay.
Or some type of oil. What kind of oil is that? Doesn't matter. I mix it up. It's almost like a salad dressing.
Yep.
And I just drink and I go, that was pretty good. And I feel good almost instantaneously.
Absolutely. And so what you're doing, you know, if you go to the internet, they'll say like apple cider vinegar is the panacea for everything. You want good hair. You want to lose weight. If you, you know, want to have great skin. Apple cider vinegar. Everything is apple cider vinegar. And in truth, it is. It is a panacea. And the reason why it is, Matt, I'm not going to let you interrupt me.
I get excited, Shelly. I get excited.
I'm going to take your mic.
I was talking about the mother, though. The mother inside. That's the stuff you want.
The reason why apple cider vinegar is the panacea, it is the answer for everything. It corrects the pH in the stomach. It corrects the acid. So now you can absorb your nutrients. Now you can get your trace minerals.
Daily, you could take a shot with the absolute, or do you need to space it out? Because if you do it every day, does it make it too?
Well, so here's the deal. Everyone has different needs. And so what I would say to you is I would probably start with 2 teaspoons of apple cider vinegar and 4 ounces of water. And just do it before your first meal in the morning. And you'll probably go, I don't like the taste of that. Ugh. But then over a period of a couple of days, it's like, well, that stuff's not so bad, you know. And it's like, why does the taste change? It changes because your brain is getting what it needs. It's giving the body the acid that it needs, okay? And so the brain likes that. And so, you know, it's going to reinforce that behavior. It's finally like, okay, now you can interrupt.
May I ask you a question?
Yeah. Okay.
Isn't there a difference, though, Shelly, between apple cider vinegar and then the...
With the mother.
What's the brand name?
Mother's always the best.
Is that Mother's? The one with the...
Bragg's.
Bragg's. Thank you. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah.
It's got the stuff in it.
It's got the mother.
Explain what that is.
Okay, so the mother is the bacteria, okay?
Oh,
and so it's
that.
a cloudy, murky bacteria, the healthy bacteria.
Shake it up and you're good to go.
Right, right. You know, I used to be a big fan of probiotics, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm not such a big fan of probiotics anymore. And the reason is that you can, you know, get a really expensive one and it may have 15 to 20 different strains of whatever bug, you know, that sounds healthy. But there are 20 to 40,000 different bacteria in the gut. So if you take the 15 to 20, you're going to actually decrease the diversity of the gut microbiome by doing that. What you need is the acid. You need the acid with the mother, with the bacteria in there. And you need fermented vegetables so that you can grow, give the body the food that the healthy bacteria need.
So interesting.
Okay.
What about the pills? Is it just the liquid or the Bragg's apple cider vinegar pills? Are they the same?
I have some people that just have not been able to tolerate the apple cider vinegar. You know, I think they probably haven't done it long enough, the liquid, and their brain would probably...
Well, Shelly, can't they get the same effect by using it as a dressing? Because I put that on salads.
So there's a great little, I'll tell you, a great little recipe for a salad. And it's absolutely delicious. Two tablespoons of apple cider vinegar. 1 tablespoon of any kind of mustard you want. You could do brown, you could do yellow, any kind of mustard you want. Dijon. You could do 2 tablespoons of honey or stevia, whatever you want. And let's see, what else? That's it. So you got your sweet.
Well, garlic helps too. Some type of mint helps. I mean, it adds flavor, but garlic is great too.
Absolutely. So the apple cider vinegar restores the acid in the stomach. You're now, and I love it to rule out cardiac. You know, somebody says, I've got a pressure, you know. I feel like someone's standing on my chest. You know, then we worry about a heart attack. Just grab some water, put a little bit of apple cider vinegar in there, and it immediately goes away.
And what's nice about that, there's no side effects.
No.
It's not chemical.
In Africa, they call it, you know, Sunday medicine. You know, their apple cider vinegar is Sunday medicine. Yeah. So it's highly beneficial. So if you are doing the PPI inhibitors and you say, I've been using it for 20 years, don't forget, there's a black label FDA marking on that box. It says, don't use for more than 2 weeks without a doctor's permission. And these doctors are literally handing it out like candy. So what happens is when you take the PPI inhibitor, it kills the parietal cells, the cells that make acid in your stomach. Okay? So now you're not going to close the sphincter. Okay? Now the contents that go back up into the esophagus are not as acidic as they used to be. So it sort of gives you some relief, but it's not treating the cause of the disease, which is the sphincter being open.
Shelly, you know, I'm not sure if I made this comment to you on air or behind the microphone, and that was, if we could just learn a basic standard of living without going through all the scientific mojo, we have to know the scientific stuff to understand how it works.
Right.
So, for example, instead of somebody saying, oh, I've got to go in the morning and have 2 tablespoons of Bragg's vinegar, but if I put 2 tablespoons of vinegar in my salad that I eat daily, I would get the same effect, right?
Yes, and we want to make it as simple as possible. I mean, if you've got, you know, 15 to 20 different things that, you know, you're trying to get in during the day, and you're like, well, you know, oh, I got to do this. And I listen to a lot of podcasts, and, you know, they'll say, well, I take, you know, so much glycine a day, and then I take this and I take that. And I think, you know, come on, we got to make it practical. We got to make it something that people can do and they're going to keep doing.
Yes,
okay.
Exactly. I want my lifestyle to be normal, but the normality,
normality
of it is healthy.
Matt, I don't care how good your diet is. If you're not absorbing it, what difference does it make? Okay? I don't care.
I got to go to a break.
It's all about the acid.
We'll be back in 3 minutes.